USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At least five people are dead after Russia launched a major missile attack on Ukraine Saturday morning. The deaths occurred when a nine-story apartment block was destroyed. 15 others were rescued after being buried under parts of the collapsed building. The attack also hit vital energy facilities across the country. Five more pages of classified material have been found at President Biden's Delaware home. This is Republican-controlled House of Representatives wants to see the visitor logs for that home. House Oversight Chair James Comer sent a records request to the White House and hopes they participate voluntarily.
Obviously, before you issue subpoenas, you, in good faith, request the information, and right now I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll start getting some information in.
Speaking on CBS News, Comer says Americans need to know who visited the president's house and had access to classified documents. The White House says the logs would mostly just show the comings and goings of the president's grandchildren. The White House says raising the federal debt ceiling shouldn't be a political football.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together to raise the debt ceiling without conditions.
This is not political gamesmanship, and this should be done without conditions, and that's how we see this process moving forward.
Her remarks came as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. I'm Dave Collins.
California preparing for major flooding and mudslides in the Los Angeles area again this weekend. There is an 85% chance of more heavy rains in Southern California. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has already declared a state of emergency after flooding and mudslides forced some roads to be closed. And someone in Maine is waking up a billionaire this morning. One winning ticket for last night's $1.53 billion Mega Millions jackpot was purchased in Maine. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We could be facing a mild recession this year, that according to Bank of America. On a call with investors, CEO Brian Moynihan said his bank is preparing for a worst-case scenario, which would see unemployment rise to 5.5%. That would also see unemployment stay above 5% through 2024. It's a similar scenario to one presented by J.P. Morgan Chase during its earnings call. If you're thinking about moving to the South, you're not alone.
The post-pandemic trend of people moving to different states is continuing. Some move for cost of living reasons, others for climate or lower taxes, still others for the down-home, small-town feel.
Big enough to have the amenities that you need, but small enough to be able to get around and feel like it's a little bit more of a town.
Realtors say that baby boomers are driving the trend, and Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas seem to be the most popular destinations. I'm Corey Myers.
The NFL playoffs kick off today. The Seattle Seahawks will face the 49ers for the third time this season. Tonight, the L.A. Chargers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then on Sunday, it's a tripleheader that begins with a division matchup between the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills. Giants in Minnesota to face the Vikings. Then the action will finish as the Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And L.A. Rams head coach Sean McVay says he's remaining with the team. The announcement comes days after a news conference when he said he would be taking the appropriate time to make a decision. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.